American Cattle News. USDA out just in front of Christmas with their cattle on feed report. More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
USDA out on Friday with their December cattle on feed report, and the expectations for cattle on feed were from 101.8 to 102.5, so an average of 102.2. USDA said 102.7%, and for placements, 96.2 is the average. USDA said 98.1, and the marketed numbers, according to USDA, at 92.6, below the lowest in the range. And futures were mixed ahead of that cattle on feed report, with almost all of the fundamental factors turning positive for cattle prices. And as we dig a little deeper into the markets, parts of the Northern Plains awakened to snow on Christmas Day following a blizzard-like storm that hit parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. It is set to neutralize the small increase in placements from the cattle on feed report Friday. Placements have already begun a decline from the smaller numbers of last year. Smaller cow slaughter expected moving forward will be partially replaced with fed cattle, and numbers will remain tight into the first quarter, then get really tight for the balance of the year, as beef imports are expected to jump higher to replace the shortfall. According to the cattle report, trading last week concluded with prices $1 higher in the south, $2 to $3 higher in the north. I'm Tony St. James, American Cattle News.